Now, Heidi Kennedy is a 35-year-old mum of one who hails from Dunard in County Wicklow. Heidi suffers from a rare condition which has resulted in her almost becoming blind, with only about 10% vision remaining in both her eyes. Her fiancé Michael and her father Patrick have set up a GoFundMe page in order to raise much-needed funds for a potentially sight-saving surgery for Heidi. And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line now is Heidi's dad, Patrick Kennedy, and you're very welcome, Patrick.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
I'm delighted to have you. Now, Heidi's story is an extraordinary one, made more so by the fact that Heidi's sight was perfect up until 2011. Tell us, Patrick, what happened in 2011?
In 2011, my daughter was coming home to Dunard, and coming along the N81, which is our main road, everything was blurry vision, and everything was grey and black. So she pulled in, she rang us, and we didn't got. We contacted our GP, which we brought her to, and we brought her from there to the Ryan Victoria Hospital. So from there and on, everything kind of went kind of up and downhill for Heidi, because what happened in 2000, and I think about 3 years after that, we brought her up to the Iron Rear again and they'd done exams and they couldn't figure out what it was. They thought it was macular degeneration. I probably pronounced that wrong for your listeners. But they realized that the vessels growing at the back of Heidi's eyes, and what they do is they grow, they expand, and they burst. They grow, they expand. That process never stops. This was on the right eye originally. She was under the care of Professor Kilmartin, who, when the blood eventually stopped, he'd done surgery on the right eye. He put her in a donut face down for 6 months at home to see where the eye focused back, and it did. Everything was going beautiful up to about, about 2 or 3 months ago, back to square one again with the right eye and the left. So they brought her back in again to the Royal Victoria Hospital under the care of Professor Kilmartin. So he'd done tests upon tests. And the only treatment for Heidi at the moment is she gets needles into the eyes, straight in, which she used to go on an anaesthetic for them. But now she can't because she's had so many anaesthetics. But we're up there about a month ago and he informed Heidi and her fiancé he can't stop the bleeding. And in order to stop to go in there to do work, he can't do it because he can't get in because of the bleeding. So he told her, he says, Heidi, you have a rare disease. Yeah, it's a rare disease, and the gentleman in question said he doesn't know because he's never met it before. The thing he was treating for was macular degeneration, but it's not. It's a rare eye disease, and nobody in Ireland has it, only my daughter. So he told us the worst possible news. My daughter come blind, and I can't help that. So what we done was we set up a GoFundMe page in the hopes that we get the funds, because we're looking at a clinic. No guarantees, they're getting no guarantees, and Moorfield in London, two fantastic hospitals, but they can't guarantee anything until they get over there. But the expense is massive. Like Spain is telling us, you're looking at maybe 100,000 plus, maybe, if she has a disease that they think, but they don't know until they get her over there. But we're kind of begging and pleading with people, everybody locally and internationally, anywhere I can get. I'm begging. I stay up to half two at night on a computer. No, I'm not great on a computer. It's the only hope that I have for my little girl. I know. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it must be an emotional roller coaster, Patrick. I mean, I suppose the thing with this is because it's so rare and because essentially there must be nothing worse in the world than a doctor telling you, I don't know what to do. There must be an awful sense of hopelessness attached to that, isn't there?
Like, Professor Kilmartin is one of the top men in his fields and worldwide. He is fantastic. I do not knock him for a minute or the right story, but he said he's met a blank wall. Now, he told her she's definitely been plunged into darkness. He can't tell her if she'd be lying in the next 10 seconds or the next 10 years. There's no timeline and no time frame. But every time I see her, I know she's getting worse. And when she looks at me, like, no father should have to go through this. She only sees the bubble. She says, it's like your face, Daddy. It's in water. You know, if you ever look in the bottom of a glass and you see everything disformed, that's what I look like to her. She knows her vices. She can still get around, but she does get a good day. But most times it's just bubbles. Her own little son is only what? 2. And she was due to be married on the 29th of July this year. And that had to be all cancelled. Not due to the cause, due to the complaint that she has. It's her special day. And it's our special day to walk her up the aisle. But she couldn't. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Listen, it's very hard. There's no doubt about it. How is Heidi coping mentally with this, Patrick? How is she emotionally about this?
Emotionally, she puts a great foot out. Like, she's as brave as they come. But when she's on her own, with myself or the mother and the fiancé, the tears just pour. The other thing about Heidi, like, this is the scary thing of all, she's in massive pain. She said, just imagine, if you can, a massive headache like migraine, and multiply it by 10, and there's not a single thing they can give her for the pain. Nothing. They've had her on painkillers, but they're no good. And in front of her, what she's getting, she's on the painkiller, no one. And she said she might as well be taking a drink of water. And her biggest fear is when she goes to bed at night, and she closes her eyes, she figures, is this the last time I see my loved ones?
It's very scary. I mean, it's a frightening, frightening thought that, you know, as you said, you wake up and you can't see your loved ones. It must be a horrendous thought. Tell me, Patrick, the two hospitals that you've picked out, that the hope is that the funding will go towards these. What is the hope that these, either one of these hospitals, what is the hope that they'll be able to do for Heidi?
They're not taking any commitments. They just reckon they may be able to do something, but they can't say. They've got the reports from the Iron Rail Victoria Hospital. But by what they're looking at, they can't say. The one in England, Moorfield, now is a fantastic hospital. They've met up with nothing like this before. This is just something nobody where it came from. It's like three people walking down the road, one gets struck with the flu. You could understand if one person maybe had the flu and passed it on. This is just, it's impossible to know. And going back, I'll just backtrack a little bit. They brought in all my family tree, most of it that's alive, right, to test us. Like Heidi's into research as well now. That takes a lot out of her. She could go up to the research in the laboratory and she could spend maybe 5 hours in the research lab with wires and things plugged into her eyes for the last 4 or 5 years trying to find an answer. But they're meeting blank walls. They can't. UCD is on the case. Not a hope. Can't find anything. It's one of these things you wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Have you been given any indication, Patrick? I mean, like, nationally, Heidi seems to be the only one who suffers from this. But internationally, is this something that has happened to other people, or is it really that rare that it's nearly, God forbid, one in a billion chance of catching this thing?
They have no idea. My hopes is that, you know, the way you can pick up the radio stations online, that somewhere out that may have gone through this and came out the other side with perfect eyesight. That's what I'm hoping. Because, like everything, if you crawl under a rock, you won't find answers. You got to get out there and shout and scream. And that's what I've been doing. I haven't been sleeping or eating. I'm just shouting the whole time. I must send about 100 emails a day to different hospitals worldwide in the hopes. Now, most of them have contacted me and came back and said they don't do eyes and they wouldn't do something like this, but they haven't heard of it. But I'm going to keep trying and hoping. I hate that fatal word when you lose your sight. My idea is you plunge into darkness. The other side, I'm not knocking people that lost their sight by no means. It's just a terrifying word coming to a family. Killer. It pulls on strings on me. Like I'm 65. I've never cried as much in my life. And I have lost my mother and father, two sisters and two brothers. I'm the only two of us left in a family string over a space of 5 years. But this is just, it's like waiting for something to come to get you, but you don't know when it's going to. It's like the way I explain, I have often done it, like everybody should do this, it's scary. Our bathroom, I often go into it at the very early hours of the morning, really, really late. I put my hands over my eyes, turn out the light first, and I just sit there for a few minutes. And then it hits home. Unless you really get into a dark room and cover your eyes, you don't really know what I'm trying to explain. It's very hard to explain it, but it's terrifying. Now, what is left for me, it's terrifying. I have no idea what I... It has got to be torture on earth for a young girl of that age with her whole life ahead of her. It's only in the last 3 years she's moved into her new home. Everything was going brilliant. Like, she knew the disease was there or whatever. But she got still reprieved over 3 years. She was fantastic. And then all of a sudden, bang, twice as worse. Because she's back now with this Thursday coming, her needles to the eyes again. She's wide awake for these needles. This product to do the needle, she comes home, she's in agony for 2 or 3 days. The eyes are all gone yellow all on the outside. That's from the bruising inside with the vessels cracking the whole time. And it's a constant nightmare for her. Like, I know I'm feeling as a father and the mother, but as for my daughter, I have no idea what's her mind like. It has got to be turmoil. Like, we're trying to find an answer, but we don't know whether the answer is going to come in time or not. We have no idea. Now, there is a surgery in Japan, I think, where you can get artificial eyes, believe it or not. But not for Heidi, because the vessels are going to be gone, so there's nothing to connect to. And Heidi, unfortunately, is just one of the very, very unlucky people. Like, she's a lovely little gentle-natured girl. She had a job, she had a new car, she had everything going for her. Like, it's like the ideal family. You know, when you meet a fellow, you fall in love, and you get your baby, and you're all excited, and your wedding day's up in the hotel. Everything was organized absolutely brilliantly. New car, new house, her whole life ahead of her, working full-time. She was top of the world. And now, you might as well say she's at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. How do people go about getting onto the GoFundMe page, Patrick? How do people go about donating to this?
It says, save and bring back my eyesight.
So, save and bring back my eyesight. If you're going to GoFundMe.ie and type that into the search bar, the GoFundMe page will pop up.
That'll come up. Like, we started this campaign about, I'd say, 3 weeks ago. Myself and Michael started, and Heidi, she's involved in it. She's sending emails to football companies and everything. And we started about 3 weeks ago, and we've gotten a little over 5,000, which is very good for the generosity of the people. But at the same time, that's why I'm on your station. The farther out I can push it, the better. I've been on about 4 radio stations, but the farthest way, I've had local papers. Or if any newspaper out there wants to contact me, you have my contact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them to anybody. You can get people to ring me. I don't have a problem. A few people around me from shows I've been on, just to talk, that has, the, you know, they're visually impaired. And they like to talk, to just explain what it's like when you do go to where I'm hoping Heidi won't go, which is a help to the family too. But you can share any of my information, I don't mind whatsoever.
Well, as I said, what we'll do, Patrick, is we'll get this up on our social media pages as well. We'll get this up as a podcast, so you will be able to listen back to this, and obviously you'll be able to share that on your social media and stuff like that. Keep in touch with us, Patrick, and keep us up to date with the progress and stuff. I wish you, Heidi, all the family, the very, very best. It's very, very tough. There's no point saying it's not. It is very, very tough. I hope it works out for you. Patrick, thanks a million for joining me today.
Well, I'd like to thank you sincerely from myself and my family, from the bottom of my heart, and from Heidi, to yourself and your listeners. Thanks a million.
No problem.
Thank you.
Patrick, thank you.
Bye-bye.